Dennis Cook, director of the Aggieville Business Association, joins KMAN's Morning News to talk about the St. Patrick's Day road race and parade. How you doing today, Dennis?
I'm doing great, thanks. The weather's turned around from the stuff we had on Wednesday, so I'm pretty happy.
So let's talk about the St. Patrick's Day road race and parade. This is your chance to tell us what it's all about and what it's for.
Well, there are two different events, even though they run right on top of each other. That is the race and the parade. The race, for a lot of years, I think we go back 44 or 45 years, that it was the Ballards. If you remember Ballard Sporting Goods in Aggieville, they kind of always had control over that. And right up until last year, the Ballard family was still in charge of that race. But now it is, they were in charge of it, but the Manhattan Running Company facilitated the race, and now it's the Manhattan Running Company's race. And so we have that in the morning. There are two races. There's the 2 mile, and then there's the 10K. And the 2 mile starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the 10K starts at 10:45. They'll be done with all of that about 12:30, and we start our parade at 1 o'clock. And this is, I believe it's the 46th year for the parade.
So the parade route, if anybody wants to go see it, what is exactly to be expected for that?
Well, unless we screw it up, the parade route is the same that we've always used, which is we come out of City Park right off of 12th Street, by the old, what used to be the old Park and Recreation offices. That's 12th Street. They will come right out of there. They'll cross Fremont. They stay on 12th Street till they get to Laramie. They turn east on Laramie down to 11th Street. From 11th Street, they go over to Morrow. They go west on Morrow for the two blocks, so the 1100 block and the 1200 block of Morrow. They go up to the Rally House building and take a hard left, and they just go right back to the park. So it's a fairly short but entertaining parade.
Is there still availability for people to register for the road race or the parade?
As far as the race goes, you'd have to reach out to the Manhattan Running Company. That's their deal. That's their event. I'm sure they're continuing to take those, because I know they get about a third or a fourth of their runners to sign up in the last couple of days, because they kind of wait to see what the weather's going to be like. As far as the parade goes, if I hear from somebody by Friday afternoon, we would let them in, just because it's a free parade. We let them in, and it's just a matter of getting them into the park and getting them into the parade and being able to get their information. But we'd be happy to take more parade entrants.
So what organizations can we expect to see out there in the parade this year?
Our parade usually stays about the same, but it's always interesting. It's not really floats. If somebody wants to build a float, that would be great, but that's not really what we do. A lot of it is very business oriented. You're going to see some businesses just want to premiere their business, including this radio station. It's got, I think, 3 or 4 vehicles in the parade. But we've also got Jeep clubs, car clubs that come in. We have at least 2 fire trucks, if not 3. We have Humane Society. We have some other. We're gonna have probably 4 or 5 groups that have got animals to keep us going. We got Girl Scouts, so we're a little different kind of parade.
So it sounds like a parade like this takes a lot of coordination, a lot of effort. Do you have any buddy on hand to give you any assistance with this?
We have some board members for the Aggieville Business Association and some friends of the group. But our biggest help is we've reached out to the Flint Hills Job Corps, and they're bringing us some volunteers. They've helped us out in previous years, and they're great people. They'll show up and give us great community effort. So a big hats off from us to the Flint Hills Job Corps.
So let's go over the timing on all this. Then the parade starts at what time?
The parade starts exactly at 1 o'clock.
And the races?
The races are, the 2 mile is at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the 10K is at 10:45.
All right. And this is all scheduled to go down on which day?
That'll be this Saturday, March 22nd. And I, you know, we always get a great crowd for this. You know, the thing I would want to tell everybody is you know, all parking on North Manhattan Avenue, parking on Morrow Street and 12th Street are all blocked because of the parade, because of the runners. And so we encourage everybody to find that other spot, you know, which is the parking garage, or they can park, you know, at, across the street from Triangle Park at the university parking lot over there. But, you know, just find your way into Aggieville. You know, we'll entertain you.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Sounds great. We'll be there. And I assume pretty much most everybody else in Manhattan is going to be there as well. Thank you for joining us. This has been Dennis Cook, the director of the Aggieville Business Association. For News Radio KMAN, I'm Bernie Vansella.